Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
So, broccoli, huh?
What's, I like broccoli.
What's with broccoli?
It's green.
It's a weird vegetable, though.
How is it weird? Brussels sprouts are weird.
Well, broccoli is a flower that hasn't flowered yet. What is a Brussels sprout?
It's a mini cabbage, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. They're kind of like a little baby cabbage.
I love Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts with bacon.
Have to have bacon.
Everything's better with bacon.
Everything is better.
Actually, just eat the bacon and hold bacon the Brussels sprouts.
I like Brussels sprouts.
I saw recently a bacon smoothie. Someone made a bacon smoothie on a menu.
I don't think
I want to try it. Not with milk. Bacon and milk. That's a bit odd.
I don't do smoothies, end of story.
No, they're bad for you.
I don't like them.
G'day listeners, how are you?
Yet again we're talking about broccoli.
Shit. This is the Tradies in Business podcast. You haven't tuned into What's for Dinner or something like that. And this is Woz and Coxie coming at you.
Talking shit as usual.
For another Fuck It Friday episode.
It's only Fridays that we dribble. During the week we're pretty good.
I know. And we always do these in the afternoon. So I think I'm always
probably
a little bit
probably reflects
like,
a little.
Meh. Let's just talk about broccoli.
Yeah, I had to push you to do this one.
Is it broccoli or broccoli? Is broccoli like more than one broccoli?
I don't know.
Three broccoli? One broccoli?
This is too hard.
I'm going to get some really bad feedback about this episode.
What's the plural of fish?
Fishes.
Is it though?
Well, it's one of those dual ones. It's like fish or fishes. You can use either.
So I have these conversations with my husband on the couch just about every night.
Very deep and meaningful.
No, we talk about the origin of words and how complex the English language is. And it's no wonder that our children are struggling.
Oh, it's madness. Mm. I've noticed it with my daughter learning to read and write. She's 7 now.
Mm-hmm.
And, in the first years of school. And just like explaining words to her, I can't remember what it was the other day, but it was a word that meant two different things.
It's
which
complicated.
Is very common in English.
Yes.
It's funny, you know, we think of English as being the most sensible, simple language, and it's one of the friggin' worst.
It sure is.
I studied French when I was a younger bloke, and I used to be able to speak French.
Okay, that's interesting. I was about to ask if you could speak another language.
I could. I could speak very rudimentary French up until the time I was about 16, 17.
You can't anymore?
But I've just forgotten a lot of the words. I can still pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
And same with Italian. When I travelled in Italy a bunch of years ago, people thought I could speak Italian because just the way I pronounce it, my grandmother was Italian and some of my uncles and aunties still spoke it. So I think the pronunciation sort of tricked people into thinking that I knew what I was doing. I had no idea. But yeah, I want to go and relearn French. Learning another language is actually apparently really good for creative thinking and because it accesses different parts of the brain.
Mm.
So I'd love to go back and probably relearn French because I would pick it up very quickly, I think.
I can't speak another language, but I can understand Dutch. So my grandmother is Dutch. My maternal grandparents were Dutch. I say were because they've both passed now.
Yep.
But they didn't speak Dutch much in the home. Dutch much. They didn't speak it much in the home. Occasionally they would, but we would have family because we were the only relatives for most of my childhood outside of Holland. So their relatives would come and it'd just be this Dutch fest. And I learnt very quickly to tune in to the conversation. You know what? It's more about body language than what they were actually saying.
Oh, yeah.
But I can now sit. I've probably lost a bit of practice in the last 5 years or so, but previous to now, I've been able to sit in a conversation and understand exactly what they're saying. I can't converse back.
That's weird that you can. Are you understanding what they're saying or are you just picking up on the conversation? Like sometimes I'll watch, you know, if there's a TV in a doctor's waiting room or something and it's on mute.
Mm.
And I'll watch Days of Our Lives episode while I'm bored, stupid, waiting for the doctor because he's an hour and a half late.
Just bring me some pins. I'd rather stick them in my eyes.
But you can just about understand the conversation based on what you're saying, the body language and maybe even the lip movement. I'm not sure. But do you think you're doing that or do you actually understand the words?
I think it's a combination. So a lot of the words, I'm terrible with pronunciation. If you give me an odd word to say, I really struggle to say it. Mm. I usually pass it to the builder and he tells me and I'm good.
Yeah, okay.
I've always struggled to get my mouth around some trickier words, and Dutch is quite a difficult language to pronounce.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of throat stuff going on. So I can't speak it, but a lot of the words, when they say it, you know, maybe one in five, I know the meaning of.
It makes sense to you, yeah.
Yeah, so therefore, I think it's a combination of what you're saying, where I'm picking up on the body language, the hand movement, the way that they're leaning into one another, and then some of those key words in the conversation.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I used to be able to do that with French, actually, and Italian,
the
very similar languages, and Spanish, the three of them being Latin-based, obviously.
Yes.
And I did manage to sort of bumble my way through a couple of days in Italy like that. But then I just get lost because people get carried away and think they can talk to you like you and I talk English now.
Super fast.
And it's like, and you lost me. You just said a whole bunch of Italian words and I got no idea what the fuck's going on.
Interestingly, in pharmacy, a lot of that still is made up of Latin words. So a lot of what the doctor... medical
profession. It's very Latin-based.
So I learnt quite a bit of that when I was doing pharmacy.
As is botany and ornithology. Ooh,
what's ornithology?
The study of birds.
Oh, I've never heard that term.
Yeah.
Ornithology.
Yeah. So, the study of birds is ornithology.
What's the weird word we use for bird watchers?
Ornithologist.
No. They have a funny name. It'll come to me later, probably at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Perverts?
No. Twitchers.
Twitchers.
Twitchers. Have you not heard that word? Have I finally taught you something?
You've taught me something, Coxie.
I got to Google it now. Is it useful?
Is it something useful that you've taught me?
Yeah, it might come up in conversation one day.
Not like a Twitter.
No, a Twitcher.
So, are we actually talking about anything sensible today?
No, 7 minutes
maybe the language thing.
We're dribbling.
I like the idea of kids learning a second language.
I think it should be compulsory, to be quite frank, and I think they should be learning it. I actually think they all should learn Auslan. Is that the right term?
Who's what?
Sign language. Is that not called Auslan?
Stuffed if I know.
Oh, two things today. Look out, people. I don't know.
So you're like speaking with authority. You're just making shit up.
Might be fake, but I'm pretty sure it's real. I think every kid should be taught sign language. How much better would we be as a community if we could all communicate in a form we understood?
How many deaf people are there in our society?
I don't know.
As a proportion.
It's a really good question.
I was super excited, just speaking about learning languages, I was super excited when my daughter started at Steiner School, so she goes to a Steiner School, and the one she started at was, they taught Italian, and they actually had an Italian person come in once a fortnight, not old enough to be a nonna, but she would come in and, you know, they learned to speak Italian, say words and all that sort of stuff. And I was so excited because my nonna, my grandmother, was Italian and born in Torino, up in the north. And I thought, oh, this is so cool. I'm going to be able to talk Italian with my daughter and all that. And then my ex-wife took her to another state of the country and they don't do languages at that other Steiner school. So it must have just been a local thing.
So I always thought that Steiner was similar to, I don't know, the Christian Brothers schooling in which they had a curriculum that most of the schools followed. Is that not true?
I think that
they're very independent.
I think they do, but there's a fair bit of autonomy with their pedagogy.
Another word I don't know.
Yeah. So,
which is what? Means what?
Pedagogy is the curriculum. It's
well, why didn't you just use curriculum? Why have you got to make me feel like a dickhead?
Why did you use the word twitchers?
Because that's what they're called.
They're not. They're ornithologists.
No, they're the people that study birds. Twitchers watch birds for a hobby.
I reckon that's a made-up word.
It's really not.
I'm going to go Google it.
Google it now. You've got the computer sitting right in front of you. Okay, we're going to pause while Warwick goes to Google what a twitcher is.
Twitchers. Righto. So we've gone and referred to good old Wikipedia. I have a problem with Wikipedia because although encyclopedias were the same, I just felt like there was more authority behind the people who wrote the encyclopedias. There was a bit more rigorous testing of the facts in there, whereas Wikipedia.
So this is just you prefacing the fact that you still think it's a made-up word, even though Wikipedia says it's not.
But we do this, right? We go to the internet and we type shit in and search it and then take what we read as the truth. And half the time, it's just shit that's made up by other people that may or may not know what they're talking about anyway.
Okay, so twitching to me, the term came to me reading a book many, 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 many years ago when I was a teen because I had no idea what it was and I remember getting to the end of the book and thinking, this is stupid. I've got to ask somebody. And my dad knew what it was. So he's the authority of the world as far as I'm concerned.
According to Wikipedia, twitching is a British term used to mean the pursuit of a previously located rare bird.
There you are.
In North America, it is more often called chasing, though the British usage is starting to catch on. So it's not technically a bird watcher. Like, the term for a bird watcher is, wait for it, bird watcher.
Or birding.
Or birding, yeah. But twitching is like chasing these rare birds and ticking them off. And that's where I said, like, peak bagger. And you're like, what's a peak bagger?
Yeah, I don't know.
Someone who bags peaks.
Mm.
Yeah? Or maybe a chick bagger.
Pick noser?
A pig. Language. So, I actually had a thought, Coxie, mm-hmm. after more than 10 minutes of dribble on a Fuck It Friday,
mm-hmm.
that language and our discussion around language and twitches and all that stuff is very important to a tradie business.
Of course. I'm looking forward to seeing how you're going to do this.
So, you mentioned in a previous episode, I suspect it was another Fuck It Friday, it was when I interviewed you.
Mm-hmm.
For our first real tradie wife.
That was comfortable.
Episode. You loved that.
I really did.
We should do it again. I was actually sitting there. I was sitting there going, thank fuck you're not interviewing me.
Your turn will come.
Well, I'm not a tradie, so I'm out.
Nah, we'll find a way.
Non-tradie dudes. There you go. We can start a whole other series of completely useless information.
Yeah, they'll be right on par with the Fuck It Friday.
Yeah. But you were talking about how when you first went into the building business, you didn't know a bearer from a joist, from a truss frame, mm-hmm. from a cord, whatever, right? And how difficult that actually made it to be able to communicate with your staff or the people on site.
Mm-hmm.
And I have observed as a twitcher, I've observed people in business doing this
mm-hmm.
a lot, business mm-hmm. owners and tradies as well. I think it's easy for us to forget that we've developed a system of language in our own business or in our own industry that other people don't necessarily get,
yes.
especially our customers.
Hello.
Hey, see, you're wondering how I was going to draw this bow.
He got it.
So, I hear tradie business owners complain about this stuff a lot. It's like, oh, you know, I talk about this stuff and it's like customers just don't get it. It's like, no, they don't. Because they don't know what the fuck you're on about.
It's exactly right. And they don't know what to expect. This is a conversation the builder and I have almost every single week.
Even though the customer is nodding along and smiling and saying, oh, yep, mm-hmm, yeah, because they don't want to appear to be stupid.
Of course not.
So they're not going to say, sorry, I don't know anything that you're talking about. Because their fear then is that, oh, they're going to get taken advantage of by the tradie who smells, yes. oh, they don't know what I'm talking about. I'm going to rip them off. And so the language is just so specialized, but we forget.
We do forget because it's our everyday. It's what it's just the way we talk. It is our language. It's like we have a tribe. So if we were to take it back to Indigenous peoples or even my Dutch grandmother in Holland, there's so many different forms of Dutch and
all the dialects.
Correct. This family might not understand what somebody's saying up the north of the country, so on and so forth. And the point is the different dialects. So we have to think about that when we're dealing with our customers. They have a different dialect to us. They have a different language to us.
Is that the same with men and women?
Yes, it is.
We literally speak a different language?
We totally do. I'm speaking Dutch and you're speaking
French?
That'll do.
I don't think your language can speak it very well.
No, that's true. Your language isn't as nice as French. It's a beautiful language.
Dutch?
No.
French?
Yes.
Yes. The Latin languages are really... They have that almost sing-song.
They really do.
Kind of nature to them.
Mm-hmm.
Which somehow makes them better.
Mm.
Mm. Unlike Australian, we got an awesome language down here in Australia. I noticed it. I travelled to the States and I spent a couple of weeks in the US about 10 years ago. And the Yanks still don't get Aussies at all.
No, because we speak a totally different language.
And yet we can listen to Americans. Mm. And you know what I worked out? Because I was speaking to some friends who live in the States and they said it's because, well, their observation or opinion on it was, is because most SEPOs haven't been exposed to Australian speech. No. Whereas we've been hearing Yanks talk for 60 years via television and radio and everything else. But Americans seem to be so insular. I mean, there's 250 million people in the country and they rule the world. So why would they give a shit about Australia?
Mm.
Other than if you're going to go on holidays and ride a kangaroo down the main street, mate.
Watch out for the drop bears.
Yeah.
Well, I reckon they'd be pretty enthusiastic about our language if we were threatening to light up a missile in their direction.
Yeah. But they, because they haven't been exposed to our culture, they just, they haven't tuned into listening to us. You were talking about Dutch, you know, you can listen to that conversation because you'd been too exposed to
it. Yes, yes.
And I'm going to draw another big long bow with this as well. Here he comes, look out. But anyway, I travelled to the States and I always remember the example of, and it was in San Francisco, which I thought was reasonably multicultural for a US city, but not really. And I, so two things happened. I was at the restaurant and I asked for the beef. I ordered the beef. And the waiter literally stood there and looked at me like I was speaking, I don't know, Swahili. And
Dutch.
It's like, yeah, like Dutch. And he's like, I'm sorry, sir. What did you order? And I'm like, can I have the beef? Please, I'll have the beef. He's like, sorry, sir. And so I literally pointed to it on the menu and he's like, oh, the beef. You want the beef? The beef. Somehow like that. It was a dickhead anyway. So that was the one thing. And the other one was laundry. Like, come on, laundry.
Mm.
Laundry sounds like laundry. Whether you say laundry or laundry, like you'd think it's the same word, but they just could not hear the word I was saying because it didn't sound like what they're used to hearing, right? So I was calling down for room service. Like, can I get some laundry done, please? And they're like, you get some what? I'm like, laundry. You know, like clothes washing.
My clothes.
Oh, laundry.
That's bizarre.
Like, yeah, laundry. And I get that there's differences in language, but it's that lack of exposure, right? Mm. So to loop this back to what we were saying.
That's a very big bow.
You walk on site, you don't know what a joist is and how to pick it from a bearer.
Mm-hmm.
And I could say joist and you'd be like, nope.
Mm-mm.
No idea what you're saying right now.
Mm-mm.
And I do see business owners do this all the time and tradies get frustrated with apprentices and forget that customers don't know what a sephete is.
Customers don't have a clue.
And so you're banging on about how you're going to, you know, do this with the sephete or something with the eaves or the skirts or, and like, you know, they're thinking about dressmaking.
They are. It took me a long time to get it. I thought people were paying out on me. I'm going to do the skirts. What? I don't want to know what you're doing on the weekend.
I've got to lift up the skirts and slap a coat on them. Dear oh dear. So, yeah, that's my little tiny teaching point inside a Fuck It Friday useless episode.
A bit of drivel.
Think about your language and you might know what you're saying. You might know what a googly is. But unless you're a cricket player, you got no idea. You don't know what a googly is, do you?
I have half an idea. It's a bowling thing, isn't it?
It's a type of ball that gets bowled.
And it's a bit wobbly, so it makes it hard for them to hit.
Usually bowled by a spin bowler or a
yeah, so that's a bit bowler. Of Dutch there. I have half an idea, I'll run with it.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
how I read a book.
But that's the thing, right? You know, it's just there's different languages or different lexicons, different dictionaries for different trades, different businesses, different areas of our life. And I think it's too easy to forget that, you know, talking to your customers, you've got to talk in a language they understand. It's no good getting pissed because they don't get it.
Mm.
Like, they ask me these stupid questions. It's like, that's your job is to, you're a translator. You got to translate what you know into what they understand.
Oh, That's Boom. A good one.
Bam. There you go. Dropping the knowledge bombs on a Friday.
This is one of those areas that the wives, partners, those without the actual industry experience can be really useful
communicating
those messages to the client, because they talk the same language as the client, but they've got a filter on their ear that means they understand what the tradie's saying.
It's a Babel fish.
So they can – they what?
It's a Babel fish.
Right. So they can decipher that jargon like Babel fish.
I mean, you watched Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
No, and turn it into real words.
Oh, my gosh. You have missed a whole bunch of pop culture, Coxie.
Have I?
Hitchhiker's – Douglas Adams, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Don't you have to be on drugs to watch that show?
No, you just have to have grown up in the 80s and read his books.
Which I did.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't watch it.
I loved his books.
Or read his books.
I read them at high school, but I'm showing my age. So, actually, I'm not showing my age. I'm just am my age. I definitely don't act my age.
Oh, sometimes you do.
I think I'm 40-something, going on 26.
You don't act 26? Come on.
No, I act 19.
You don't even act 19.
I'm way less mature than that. Babel fish. You stick it in your ear and it translates for you.
Oh, I want one.
Hmm.
Is it like an actual fish?
No, it's a fictitious thing. Clearly. But it comes from that story of Babel something. There's also a Mumford and Sons album.
Babel.
Yes.
Not
that's
Babel.
That's what it's all about.
Babel.
That's what it's all about. It's about the Babel fish.
Is it really?
Well, it's about Babel. I think it's a biblical story.
Right, thank
which
you.
Which I should know, but I'm not so big on the religion side of all that.
Well, I think you, yep, right, moving well along.
We'll go to Wikipedia and sort it out.
So a twitcher is?
A twitcher. A twitcher would not need a Babel fish.
No, because they'd have a Babel bird.
I think we just lost everybody.
Sorry.
Watch your language. And that doesn't mean don't say fuck.
No, it doesn't.
Say okay.
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 South Park.
I think I could. I wish I could remember one Dutch phrase to leave you with, but I can't.
Hoogenbanden. I don't know.
I've never heard that word.
My
you are making that up.
One of my cousins lives in the Netherlands now. She's married to clearly a Dutchie.
They're very tall, and certainly my family side had terrible teeth. And I don't mean they had lots of cavities. I just mean they didn't have well-placed teeth. But then I'm talking about, you know, people that went through the war. My grandparents have the most fascinating story. They were all very safe, but they can recall invasions. They can recall their building being, you know, their homes being blown to pieces. And
that'd be hardcore growing up with that, hey?
I reckon.
Talk about inoculating you against first world problems that we've talked about on previous episodes.
Well, interestingly, they came from that and then grew up, obviously, because they were quite young when a lot of that happened. Grew up and immigrated all the way to Australia in a boat. My grandfather came first, and my grandmother's family had forbidden them from being married because they didn't want her to go, and they thought that meant that she wouldn't go. So my grandmother came. It took her 6 days, I think, to fly here from Holland. And landed in Darwin, of all places.
Bet her arms were tired.
She's exhausted.
Boom, boom.
Only arrived after the 6 days, and they married on the dock that same day. Because my grandfather was the gentleman, and he wouldn't live in sin. And then they went out from there. He worked on farms. So can you imagine coming from somewhere, a European country of any description, and arriving in Darwin, of all places, and then working on farms? And she couldn't speak a word of English. And that she was one of the first places she worked was as a cook on a farm. And you can, you know, Aussies are Aussies. We've always been Aussies. The crap she caught in those first few years, she learnt to swear before she learnt to say anything else.
Yeah, I bet.
But cheeky just buggers. Remarkable people, as so many of those original
immigrants.
Thank you. I really struggled to find the word. I was thinking of immigration. Immigrants were. They were just such hardworking people.
Let's not touch that one.
No, I'll leave it at that.
Australia's immigration and the current state of play with our new visitors?
It is an election.
Anyway.
We could get really political.
Well, there was an election. I think this episode will go out after
a few weeks
the
after.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm terrified. Are you terrified?
I don't think it changes much, to be honest.
Don't you?
Not fundamentally. It doesn't change the system of government. It doesn't change much policy. The tax legislation will be massaged a little bit, perhaps,
mm-hmm.
And dicked around with. But the biggest thing that it changes is the community's
perception,
state of mind and perception around stuff, and then that influences their actions, which actually makes it a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's us, the dumbass voters, that go and change how we spend and live and everything, all based on theory and fear.
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid. I fucking hate our political system, hey.
There's a new fucking Friday.
It is so disrepresentative, which is not even a word, but it just does not deliver what it should. Anyway.
We have a problem with government in Australia. I think we can both proudly stand up and say that to anybody that wants to listen.
Yeah, and it's not about the parties. It's about a system of government.
It is the system.
We took the British system and we made it worse.
Oh, with three extra levels.
Just to soak up some more tax dollars.
Yeah.
So with that depressing note.
That was a terrible language end.
Mind your language, people.
Do.
Yeah. Oh, especially customers. Like, stop confusing your customers, please.
Make it really simple. And you want to educate and inform without making them feel stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, don't be condescending.
Mm-mm.
Don't be like Coxie talks to me.
Oh, come on.
Anyway, if you got something to say, go say it at tradiesinbusiness.com.au, leave us a voicemail, or probably the best place is in a group of sympathetic tradies in business just like you.
Who also think we're crap.
Yeah.
they don't.
At the Tradies in Business group on good old Stalkbook. It's absolutely free. You've just got to answer three simple questions and... that's about it. You can go chat to some other tradies in business. And Coxie and I hang out in there as well. And we actually give some sensible answers sometimes.
Sometimes. We don't dribble like this in there.
Maybe we should. I'm going to go write a dribbly post right now.
I dare you to.
Okay. Done.
Bye.
Hooray.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.